Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
And are they considerable decreases or minimal?
Not enough, I would say. We're talking about gas down around 17%, electricity substantially less. But what you have to bear in mind is that energy prices have virtually doubled in less than 3 years. So they have a long way to go before consumers can get back to the happy state that we were in 3 years ago when energy prices were about the right level, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. So well done, British Gas. But have other suppliers followed, or have they been the one and only?
Well, all the suppliers have dragged their heels, but now, eventually, they have all now announced price decreases, the most recent being Scottish Power and EDF. But those price decreases don't come into effect until June. So from the consumer's point of view, I think it's pretty bad news. They announce a price decrease in the hottest time of the year, and it doesn't come into effect until the summer. So,
right. I mean, have they actually specified what those decreases will be, or are we still waiting on that?
Yes, EDF has said gas prices will be coming down by 10.2%, but they're not cutting electricity prices, which is a bit of a shocker, considering that most of their customers are actually electricity customers.
Is it possible to actually say who definitively then is offering the best prices?
It really does depend on where you live and how you want to pay. The best deals at the moment are if you want to pay by direct debit and if you want to take an online tariff. But the only way you can get those tariffs is by going online.
It all sounds potentially slightly complicated. How then, if people want to swap, how should they actually go about doing that?
Well, the best way to do it is through an Energy Watch accredited site such as simplyswitch.com, because they have accurate, up-to-date databases and they can find the cheapest tariff for you within seconds. And you actually don't have to do it online. You can call into the call centre as well.
And can you actually swap using these sites, or do they simply tell you the best price and then you have to go back to the supplier?
No, you can actually switch as well. So it's all very... In fact, switching utilities couldn't be simpler.
Is there anything else that anyone needs to bear in mind? Any traps that people need to watch out for when switching to a new supplier?
No, all you just need to know is roughly how much you're using at the moment, your postcode, and that's it, basically, and how you like to pay. And the actual process of switching over itself takes literally a couple of weeks.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.